This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is available to you. You can jump into one of those. Actually, two of them are occupied right now, so we're going to get into the Discord calls here to start things out. But with you tonight is Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, Vincent, I know that you wanted to talk about the government shutdown supposedly could end in disaster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are going to be affected. Poor them.
Some in the media are saying. And then, Chris, you wanted to discuss the minimum wage. I think we're going to get into that first because it's been a while since we've talked about the minimum wage. So we're going to get to that before we do the shutdown. But first, your calls and thoughts. Let's go to the phones and to the Discord lines where Raphael is on the line. Hello, Raphael. Where are you calling from tonight?
Hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I want to thank you guys for having Cantwell on the other day. I'm a big fan of his, and I think he should have mentioned that he actually has a lot of non-white listeners. I'm actually one of them.
Oh, okay.
And I actually started my own podcast with a group of non-white listeners. It's called the Minority Report, and it's on the Heel Turn Network.
The Minority Report, as opposed to his show, which is the Radical Agenda, which is a basically white nationalist, you know, pro-Nazi, sick program. I mean, Cantwell is a sick puppy. So what do you like about his show?
I wouldn't... I'm kind of taken aback of some of the things you said about him right there, but I'll leave that for later.
Doesn't he want to, like, put you into an oven or something like that?
No.
No, he hasn't talked about forcibly removing you?
Like, just figuring out ways that we could live together, maybe, or just if we have to.
It doesn't sound like he wants to live together from the conversations I've had with him, it doesn't sound like he wants to live together with people of a different skin color. He can acknowledge, as we discovered on the interview that we conducted with him on Tuesday, late after Free Talk Live, the radio show was over. We did a show on Twitch. It was internet only, and so it was, you know, technically it's a different show. So I had Cantwell in. That video is over at freekeen.com if you want to see what it's like. But, you know, in that case, he did acknowledge that individually, he could acknowledge that, that not all people who are different skin color of him are terrible or stupid or whatever the, you know, negative things that he tends to believe about the group. But he's willing to just forget about all that and go ahead and look at their skin color and essentially reject them based on that without even looking at the individual. So, I mean, that doesn't bug you at all?
I mean, racist. Deeper than skin color, because there's people from southern India who have dark skin, well, essentially black skin, and there are people in sub-Saharan Africa that have black skin. But if you look at them, you can tell somebody's from India and somebody's from, you know, an African. So it is deeper than skin color.
Uh-huh. But that tends to be what I didn't want to pick one race over the other to say, but that's kind of what the key is, right? Like, that's why people notice the differences between people is because they look different. Now, if you want to say one's a certain shade of brown versus a shade of dark black, okay, I see what you're saying. Either way, that's the factor that Cantwell uses to say he doesn't want you in his society because your skin color is different.
He says it's behavioral differences. That's his thing as to why. Not just because.
But he believes
like
that applies to everyone within that group.
Yeah, but isn't his like thinking like he's going to reject everybody who's black because more black people get arrested or something? So even though some black people are not doing bad things, he's just going to reject everybody, even the people who are not doing bad things.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, he looks at the group and not the individual.
It's a very dangerous line of thinking.
And then he calls me ignorant because I choose choose to not care about whatever statistics it is that he's found that show one group is better at one other thing versus another group is better at this other thing. To me, that's irrelevant.
You know, I don't really, personally, I don't care so much about whether or not he wants to go off with his buddies and, like, dominate a certain region.
But
that's fine.
If they want to use violence, then I got a problem.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I think the line should be. It's like, you want to go have your white supremacist group in some other place, that's fine. As long as I get to have my area, and, you know, the socialists get to have their area, and, you know, whatever, each of the, you know, minds, like-minded groups of people get to do their own thing in their own area.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen because we have the entire...
Of course it's not going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying, just because everyone has the same enemy, the overarching state that claims ownership, 100% ownership of just all this land, it's just you have to pay, you know, people who think they own their own land, it's not the case because they have to pay rent to it, to the government.
So tell me, I mean, as a person who is not a white person, as you described yourself, Raphael, I mean, are you listening to Cantwell because you like his ideas? I mean, isn't he calling for extermination of, like, Jewish people?
Oh, that's the one thing he does say is about Jewish people, but all the other non-white people.
That's no big deal.
You're not Jewish then.
It's fine to listen to somebody that, you know, you disagree with, right? There's a lot of people who listen to talk radio because they want to hear something they disagree with. They want to hear somebody saying something outrageous, or they want to take that person on either in their mind.
But didn't you say that you supported Chris Cantwell as opposed to just listen to Chris Cantwell?
I've listened to Kish Cantwell for a long time.
Do you give him money?
He's not like this full exo, I want to kill everybody who's non-white type of person.
Do you give him money?
I'm a supporter. Sounds like a yes. Crypto when I can.
You do donate.
Yeah, okay. So he is a supporter. So he's
interesting. That's interesting.
It's bizarre. I don't really understand this. It seems very odd and bizarre to me to be supporting somebody who wants to basically murder you.
Like, well, he obviously doesn't think that you're going to get murdered. You don't feel like Chris wants to murder you. He only wants to murder groups that aren't you.
But he's advocating for it, at least.
Oh, he's more like he's advocating a nation, you know, a country just for white people, essentially. And that doesn't really have to involve killing anybody who's non-white.
But he did at least advocate for the extermination of Jews, right?
Oh, the Jews are an exception. I think he has.
Is that something you agree with?
But no, Jews have Israel, and that's their homeland for the people of Israel. And it'd be nice if they could just live there. I mean, we spend a lot of money.
So you believe in the separation? Who would you want to separate off with? So obviously, Cantwell's not going to let you into his club.
If you're a platinum subscriber, he will.
Oh, he'll make an exception. Then he'll look at you as an individual.
I'm like a Dominican nationalist. I would go back to the Dominican Republic. That's where my people are from.
Okay.
And
do you find women who aren't the same skin color as you attractive?
I do. I can appreciate a beautiful woman of any race.
But you wouldn't want to be with one of them because you're dedicated to the idea of Dominicans only.
Well, yeah, I would really rather be with a Dominican woman to have children and start a family with.
Well, hey,
not that I really hate.
I wouldn't necessarily criticize somebody based
on
their
preferences. No, whatever floats your boat. I'm just asking a question. Well, I wasn't criticizing
you.
I was just asking a question.
I mean, you know, I think there's a difference between, you know, having certain preferences and thinking that nobody should be able to do something that's different than your preference.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, I might prefer other white people just because I am going to discriminate against black people, but, you know, that's not necessarily like, I don't think that is the same thing as being like racist or wanting to commit genocide against a group of people.
No, that's not the same at all. Hey, thanks, Raphael, for the call. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts here with us tonight. That's Raphael calling from our Discord on air call in line room.
Related, Ian, would you mind if I made an announcement now?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So, if you liked hearing Cantwell on Tuesday, because there's been such a hullabaloo about it, we're going to have a follow-up tomorrow night after Free Talk Live on Questioning Authority right here.
Trying to ride our coattails, huh?
Just a follow-up, right? There's some things that need to be said, some new information. So, if you enjoyed on Tuesday, I highly recommend you tune in for Questioning Authority at 10 p.m. Eastern, right after Free Talk Live.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, right after Free Talk Live on Liberty Radio Network.
network.
It's going to be LRN.FM. That's also on the Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. So if you didn't get a chance to confront Chris, then maybe, because some people complained, I didn't do a good enough job.
There were lots of complaints. We're going to be taking calls.
Because everybody else would have done a better job. So this is their opportunity. They can have him on their show. Right. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. Toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live to dial on in here toll free to join us. We got the minimum wage on the way. Apparently some people, once they hit 15, they're ready to raise it to $33. Or at least that's what you told me, Chris. We'll get into the story coming up.
That's right.
In a bit. Ian, Chris, and Vincent in the studio here tonight. You can bring up what you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. They can help you buy your first Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin and show you where you can spend Bitcoin, as well as give you the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Just go to Bitcoin.com to get started there. And I would recommend starting with their Bitcoin Academy. It's a great little intro to what is special about cryptocurrency, what makes Bitcoin different, and what you need to know, the basics, over at Bitcoin.com. There's a lot of stuff there, and a lot of it is free and good information. Let's go back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian anarchist, he's calling us from Tennessee and on the Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
Just, before the jet lag knocks me out, I thought I'd make a few more observations about my trip to China. I just got back yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to use a little bit of collectivism here, and I know you don't like collectivism, but collectivism in my definition or in my usage of it is useful in that it shows traits in a given group. It's just like a graph or just like any other data set. It can show you traits within a given group. And within this given group we're talking about is the Chinese people. And I've observed China and the Chinese people for 25 years,
and I know
a little bit about it. So one of the things that I observed on this trip was how bad the pollution has gotten over there, and it's gotten way worse than even what it was 10 years ago. And at the time, during this 10-year period, they've been supposedly putting in controls on pollution and all that. They've restricted vehicles and things of that nature. Most of the pollution, though, is coming from coal generation of power, typically.
Okay.
And here's what I did. I rode on a train from Wuhan to Beijing and back again. And that's about it's a high-speed rail, and it takes about 5 hours. During that trip, there was not one time that the air was clear enough outside to see two blocks.
Wow.
That's how bad the smog is, and that's over a period of a distance of something like 1,000 miles.
So were you going through non-urbanized areas on this train track, meaning that you were like out in the fields?
Yeah, some of this area is farmland.
And it's just coated in smog.
It's just smog from one end to the other. Now, I've made further observations from the aircraft when we were flying into and out of China.
How does anything grow? I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but how? I mean, if there's a constant coat of smog over farmland, how can you? I'm not, you know, a scientist, but how the heck do you grow anything?
Well, this is one of the things that made me a very strong skeptic of the climate change people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go to China, I've been observing the smog over there for 25 years.
Yeah.
And yet, the birds still fly, the crops still grow. It's true that we can pollute a local environment if we try hard enough, and certainly we do this. But the planet itself is so huge, and that's another thing you see when you fly halfway across the planet. It's a huge, huge ball. And the fact that we can pollute local areas does not mean that we can pollute the entire ball. We just don't have that kind of power. But the pollution in China is getting very bad. And when we flew out of Shanghai and we went out over the ocean to Japan, the air pollution got continually better until about mid-Japan. By mid-Japan, the air was nice and clear. But that just goes to show how far that spreads. But even so, you do get to a barrier where it turns clean again.
Okay.
I guess what I'm saying is that people that are climate supporters, the ones who want to see this clean planet and everything, if you...
Well, I want to have a clean planet. I mean, I think clean is good. I think fresh water and trees are all very, very nice, and I don't want to live in a cloud of smog.
And certainly I don't either, which is why one of the reasons I'm never going to move to China. Mm-hmm. But the thing I'm getting at is the pollution will go away. If you were to stop right now all of the power generation in China, all the coal burning, it would probably take about a month, and the airs would be clean. So the nature cleans itself.
Sure, that's
and I'm
true.
Certainly not promoting pollution. Nobody wants to promote pollution. But it's because of the low-cost products that China is putting out that this pollution is growing.
Well, why would it have to do with the products? I mean,
because
it's the coal.
Electricity.
The problem. It's the coal.
No, it's electricity.
But you need coal
is the real problem.
Well, what about nuclear plants? I mean, you don't need coal for electricity.
Well, they do have some nuclear, but it's just simply not enough.
Well, they should have more.
The fact is that there are clean coal-burning solutions out there, but they don't put them into place because they cost more.
Too
it's
much.
All economics.
Yeah.
So in order to get the cheap products manufactured, shipped overseas so that they can stimulate their economy, they require cheap fuel, and that's the coal. And the coal is you know, it's basically ruining the rest of it for all of us.
Well, okay,
but I don't see a solution.
Okay, well, I mean, certainly, I don't know if it's ruining it for all of us. It sounds like it's ruining it for the people there in China because they have to live under a cloud of smog. But ultimately,
yes. It's
not a true market, free market situation there, is it, Gene? Because doesn't the central Chinese government actually essentially own every corporation that exists in China to some extent?
That's not really true, and that's the reason that China is growing the way it is, because 25, 30 years ago, they started opening the market to private industry, private business. And it's the private businesses and the private market that has been thriving in China.
But what is the government's involvement? Because I know I've heard that the government is heavily involved with the corporations. You're saying there are corporations that don't involve the government over there, that they aren't partially owned by the communist government?
There are private corporations. They're generally smaller businesses that the government is not involved in. The big involvement in the communist government comes from large corporations like automobile manufacturers, etc. 51% of those companies need to be controlled by the communist government.
Okay.
So
these would be the biggest polluters then, right? I mean, if the largest corporations are government involved, then they would be the biggest, polluting entities there. Presumably, the government's involved in running the power companies, or if they're even companies, not government.
The government makes the power.
Right. So you've got a problem where the government doesn't really have the same incentive to respond to the marketplace. You know, in the market, a lot of people want green, right? Green's a real big popular thing. Even if whether it's BS or not, it's another question. A lot of people want it, and companies will pander to that, and they'll brag. And thank you, Gene, for the call and sharing that. They'll brag about how green they are. They'll prove how green they are. They'll show how much better it is for them to be green and so on and so forth. China doesn't have that. There's no reason to develop new power sources because they're the government. Oh, well, we got coal. Coal's working fine. Throw some more coal in there.
They actually are now.
We'll come back with it. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is shooting down an unsourced BuzzFeed story that says President Trump counseled former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a Moscow Trump Tower project.
That one statement, those two words, sum it up better than anything anybody else can say, and that is categorically false.
As the partial government shutdown continues, no real end in sight, as lawmakers are not meeting today and no votes are scheduled either in the House and Senate. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News the president he's willing to negotiate.
He's willing to negotiate. Mm-hmm. And some of my colleagues in Congress are running around. I don't mean any disrespect. I'm glad they're talking, but some of them are running around like sprayed roaches coming up with deals to bring to him, none of which include a border wall.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in here, the toll-free number. If you want to join us on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Acapulco is coming up, and it's coming up fast. We're about a month away right now from February 14th through the 17th in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. A great lineup of speakers, including, yes, Ron Paul will be there. He's coming back. They had him in 2018. They're bringing him back this year for 2019. Also, for the first time ever at Anarchapulco, Judge Andrew Napolitano will be speaking. Dozens of other speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And yes, Free Talk Live will be there. We'll be broadcasting from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you in Acapulco, February 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now over at anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL to register and get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we were talking with Gene, the Christian anarchist there, about China, and he was talking about the massive pollution in the areas that he was traveling in. And apparently that's because they have a large amount of coal-generated power there. And I did pull up Wikipedia's article on the electricity sector in China just so we could get some idea of the breakdown. Now, Chris, you say this is changing, but it looks like it's maybe, if it's changing,
yeah,
it's just beginning to, because you know, the pollution is massive. It says here 65.5% of electricity generated, so by the sources, 65.5% is coal. That's the massive supermajority.
So there's been a huge investment by the Chinese government, from what I understand, into solar and technologies to solve some of the problems.
Solar currently at 1.1%. So not a whole lot. Solar is one of the smallest segments here. Second to coal is hydro. I guess that's a dam, that kind of thing. Then let's see, after that, they get pretty slim. Hydro was 19%, then maybe I think the third is wind power, actually, at about 4%.
That's also on the increase, too.
So, yeah, there's a lot of wind power there. Nuclear, finally, at 3.5%. So there's still a heck of a lot of coal going on there.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's very, very recent, some of what's happening and changes. And part of the reason that it's changing now is, or beginning to change now, is because the cost of solar and some of the technological solutions have come down because of massive investment in things like electric cars and the battery technology to go into electric cars. And so it's just going to be it's such a huge industry that's developing that the scale has brought the costs down.
Well, the batteries are better and the panels are more efficient, right?
Right, yeah.
So they've gotten a lot, as I understand it, they've gotten a lot better in the last 10, 20 years.
It's nothing like it was, 10 or even 20 years ago. Yeah, it's massively different. So where you're right, it absolutely was not competitive in any sense of the word.
But how the heck do you get solar power if it's covered up by a bunch of smog? I mean, doesn't smog block out sunlight?
I don't know enough about the details. Some sunlight still gets. I remember my mother would tell me always, even if it was cloudy out back when I lived in Florida, to put sunscreen on because somehow the sun is intensified.
That's true. It might also depend on the type of the type of solar that energy that's being absorbed.
Yeah, I don't know if they have different types of.
I don't know the details either, but yeah, there's certainly like radiation gets through the clouds, right?
Definitely does. So yeah, you can absolutely get a sunburn under clouds.
Right, exactly. Sure. So I wouldn't be surprised if there, even if your normal sun, your solar panels today are not that way, that there's not something that might be in the works or being developed.
If you want to weigh in, power. Feel free to jump in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Gene did want to add that China is stimulating its growth by cutting taxes and regulations for small businesses. And he says, if only that would happen here.
Yeah.
And that would be nice. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. So, speaking of regulations for small business, Chris, you've got a story about the minimum wage.
Oh, yes.
It's back in the news. I heard that the Democrats are putting forward a bill to raise the minimum wage nationally to $15 an hour. Is that what this is about?
No. So this is talking about going from $15 minimum wage to $33, or basically why it's quoting why we need a $33 an hour minimum wage.
From who?
And this is from the New York Times. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they're serious about this. Perhaps no other time of the year is it clearer that elective self-denial is just another privilege of affluence. If you indulged in December without abatement, then you are likely to approach January with the intent to say no to cheese, to craft beer, to Shake Shack, to cake
Shake Shack,
to the...
You know what Shake Shack is, Vincent?
No.
It's like a New York area, like, Shaken Burgers chain. You can find them in some of the airports. They're not bad.
To the braised short ribs you have perfected in an instant pot. You will stay home and make salads and eat undressed grains, and presumably the money you save will be spent on virtuous things.
Is this an editorial piece? Because this doesn't sound like
news. So pretentious.
Oh my God. That's a good question. So let's see here. I'm assuming it is, but I am not 100% sure on that. During these exercises and asceticism, you may often feel hungry.
Asceticism? Asceticism?
Asceticism? Is that?
Can you spell it for me?
Asceticism
is like...
I've never even heard of that word.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It basically means, I may not have the exact definition, but it basically means to go without.
Okay.
So you're being... An ascetic is someone who, doesn't indulge, doesn't, like, eat, doesn't...
Like monks.
Yeah, yeah.
During these exercises in asceticism, you may often feel hungry, but in most cases, you will not think about hunger in any broader or meaningful sense.
Does that actually happen? I mean, he's saying people that spend a lot during the holidays actually go hungry during the month of January.
No.
Or are you just hungering for the lifestyle that you had in the last month? Is he using it in an analogy or a anyway.
I think it's because since this is in my interpretation, since it's in relation to the minimum wage, I think it's probably like going hungry to avoid or to save up money.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily because you are cold and indifferent to the misfortunes of others. Hunger is a defining symptom of poverty in the United States. It is rarely discussed either at the level of engaged civilian conversation or as a political talking point.
No, it's not about the poverty. There's plenty of poor and impoverished people who are fat.
There's a bunch of fat.
Oh, yeah. If you could buy a burger the size of your head for under $5, there's no poverty. You can't. You know, poor
cheap
people aren't going.
Food is bad. Is generally the bad stuff.
Oh,
so.
I know. I'm just saying in terms of going hungry.
Yeah, right. You're not
going
to go hungry.
There's two more people should be going hungry, right? Fasting, intermittent fasting. You know, there's all these fat butts.
There's benefits to this intermittent fasting. That's what Mark Edge, who is one of our regular co-hosts, who's not in for a few weeks, actually, he's traveling. But
I guess a broken clock. You know.
He tried the intermittent fasting thing. I guess that's where you like don't eat for 8 hours a day or something like that. That you only eat, or maybe it is you only eat for 8 hours or something like
that. Well, versus like having a window of time. My understanding is just because people, you know, evolve, or if you believe in that, people evolve during times of famine, right? You know, we didn't have people for this only a fraction of the amount of time we've been on this planet, but there's been an abundance of food, at least in the States, and so like people aren't used to having all the food they want. It's like a dog, right? You could feed it until it's
sick. Just keep eating.
It's like people.
Some dogs are like that. My dog's not.
To do so would be to admit to a failure of democracy for which too many are to blame. Yeah, can you believe this? I mean, this is a really like
they're claiming that the fact amazing that some people aren't able to eat, you know, like high quality, the best, you know, the best, highest top cuts of steak. It means that, you know, it's a failure of democracy. The fact is, steak is available to you, you know, at a very low price, considering what you would have to do if you wanted to, like, your own cow and slaughter the cow.
Well, but it's more expensive now just because of there's a lot more regulations and environmental things.
Steak was actually a delicacy, you know, until a couple hundred years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was not something that, you know, you would be eating on a daily basis,
well, meat in
or
general,
even like a weekly basis.
Well, now people are buying steak with their EBT cards.
Right. Like.
So I don't know if I buy the claims, but there's more to the story.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to get into it coming up because he's going to get to the minimum wage here at some point and advocate for that. And we'll tell you why that's a terrible idea. And that's not because we hate workers or anything like that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, more ridiculousness from the New York Times coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got a Twitch channel. You can watch us live on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And Twitch is the primary way that you can watch the show. We do have a YouTube channel as well, but the HD quality, the best quality one, that's on Twitch. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. And thank you to everybody who has subscribed to us on Twitch. In fact, I did some tweaking because we had a caller on Tuesday night, actually, when we did a special show after Free Talk Live where we interviewed Chris Cantwell, had him on as kind of a guest co-host. And, of course, to much consternation among some of our listeners, others liked it. But that particular night, I forget where the hell I was going with that. Anyway, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can bring up anything. That's the point of Free Talk Live. So, Chris, you were sharing with us the story from the New York Times.
Yeah.
It's not really a news story. It's definitely a very opinionated opinion piece. And it's going to get to pitching the idea of a even more ridiculous minimum wage here in moments.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to skip this one part, but it's basically just saying, bringing out statistics about 1 in 8,000, being food insecure and, children starving.
Claiming there's hunger. Like they're claiming there's hunger and that it's a failure of democracy. When the reality is the reason why people aren't hungry is because of the marketplace.
I'm not necessarily going to argue against the statistics so much as I think I'm going to argue against, the reasoning for the statistics, I guess. So, but let me continue. On January 1st, the new minimum wage set at $15 an hour. So this is they're talking specifically about New York. This is why I said earlier, and I don't know if I said
the city or the state.
The city, I believe.
Okay.
So this is New York City. So this is why I said earlier, and I said this off air, I believe, that it isn't quite as bad in some respects as it might sound. So they're not demanding that Keene, New Hampshire, increase the minimum wage from 15 to 33. We don't even have a $15 minimum wage here. But
not yet.
Right.
But if the feds pass it, of course, Trump will probably veto.
It's still bad because the market should determine what the wages are, not you know, not some arbitrary government.
Right. There should be no government mandated minimum wage whatsoever.
Right. But I think the real problem that we have here is not one of wages not being high enough in New York City, because if you look at the wages in New York City, they're higher than anywhere else. The problem is a issue of money management.
Seattle's giving them a run for it, though. I think they're close to 15 as well, or shooting for 15. I think they're getting there. I think they've got like
they're certainly competing with New York City.
I think they're going like to like 13, 14, 15. So like every year or two, they're going to up it, and maybe like 2020, they're going to have 15.
Well, here's the interesting thing: New York already had very New York already has very high wages, even for jobs that are like not good jobs, right?
Yeah.
So it's and one of the things that people this is my impression anyway of what's going on is people are not living in the appropriate place relative, you know, and commuting into New York City. So if you want to live in Manhattan and you're making $100,000, you're not going to be able to, you're going to be starving. And on the other hand, if you're making $100,000 and working in Manhattan, but you're living out in Pennsylvania and commuting, you know, an hour to work, all of a sudden you are wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea that you have to move from $15 an hour to $33 an hour so people don't starve is just ridiculous.
Unless you're more the
pinch. Well, I was just going to, since you mentioned you think it's an issue of money management, I personally think a lot of it also has to do with the kinds of jobs people are looking for and the degrees we're getting. Because, you know, you hear often that a lot of the jobs people don't want, like plumbers, electricians. Both pay decently, but you don't have to go to, you can't go to college for it. You have to go to a trade school or get an apprenticeship. While now all this propaganda from the schools and the media and the parents saying you have to get a college degree.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what. So people are getting
misdirecting students into career paths that are not going to make them any money.
Absolutely. Like, it's to say they get, what was it, like, you know, people joke about, like, lesbian dance theory and basket weaving. But things like archaeology, art, English degrees, it might be fun to learn or interesting to learn, but
useless.
You're not going to go into... Exactly, yeah, there's not a huge job
commercially
market
useless.
For us.
Yeah, commercially.
Right, and the rest of society shouldn't be forced to subsidize... you know, the people who have gone down the wrong career path. What people should do is take responsibility for themselves and fix the bad decisions they made by switching and looking for a different type of work, looking to get a different education if that's what needs to happen. On January 1st, the new minimum wage set at $15 an hour went into effect in New York City, and most companies.
Whoa! Hold on. Details on this from CBS News. The legal minimum wage for New York City employers with 11 or more workers rose more than 15% to $15 per hour from 13. So maybe if you don't have if you've got 10 employees, maybe this doesn't apply to you.
Well, that's certainly a good thing, but I don't think it's, I don't know how much of it's really going to, my questioning here is it even going to matter? Because the wages in New York City are super high already anyway. And anybody who needs to, obviously the cost of living in Manhattan is just ridiculous. And people even making really, really good money can't afford to live in Manhattan. So if you're trying to live in Manhattan and you're complaining about not making enough money, I mean, this is just ridiculous. You can find places that are within an hour away from Manhattan that you can commute from where the cost of living is probably around what it is in Keene, New Hampshire. So the idea that you can't, you know, that they need to increase the minimum wage for New York City is just absolutely insane. I know multiple people who commuted into New York City from an hour away, and
it's a leftist city, so
they own houses and they're wealthy. You know,
sure. Well, even if you do commute, also versus if you go through the George Washington Bridge, the tolls are like I'm just have it here,
they're
$10 to $15 every day.
This is why you take buses and things. And the thing is, the employers in New York City will even cover commuting and fares and things like that. So the whole idea that we need the city to, you know, and not because the government says they have to, but because they need to attract workers.
Well,
so,
if it's a market for employees, then yeah, they've got to keep competing and offering more benefits,
right,
and better pay.
Exactly. And so you actually, employers already are paying really good salaries. Now, some people don't want to have to commute. And, you know, I understand that. It takes a toll. It takes a toll on you. It does. But there are, you know, if you're going to be making $100,000 a year and living in the suburbs, you're going to be doing really well, you know, financially.
So interesting from this story, which is over at CBSNews.com, the headline is New York City restaurants cutting staff hours as the minimum wage hits $15. Quote from a owner, John Bluestein. He operates six New York City restaurants that employ between 50 and 110 people each. He says that the higher minimum wage affects his payroll. It's an immense cost to his business. He says, quote, "We lost control of our largest controllable expense, so in order to live with that and stay in business, we're cutting hours." He said he's got to scale back on employee hours, and he no longer uses hosts and hostesses during lunch on light traffic days. Customers instead are now just greeted with a sign that reads, "Kindly select a table." So those people lost their jobs, or, you know, cut back to whatever. He staggers employees' start times. He says, quote, "These fewer hours add up to a lot of money in restaurants." And guess what else? He's increased
the prices.
The menu prices.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Quote, "As a result of the minimum wage hike, it will cost more to dine out. It's not great for labor. It's not great for the people who invest in or own restaurants. And it's not great for the public."
Yeah. I mean, it's
and that's happening across the board right now.
Yeah,
in New York City.
I'm just I don't know. It's people are complaining, and it's not that there's not enough jobs. We have a very low you know, nationally, I believe. Let's see. What's the word I'm looking for? The rate of employment is very unemployment. Sorry,
yeah.
The rate of unemployment is really low right now. I mean, the idea that
it's about to go up in New York City.
Yeah,
people,
I mean,
lose their jobs.
Right. The idea that you need to increase the minimum wage. No, you need to move to where the jobs are and that are paying well, and appropriately manage where you're living versus where you're working. And other factors like that,
which is something that would happen naturally in a marketplace. People would flow to where they're needed.
Right. And if you don't do that, and you start using government to solve these problems, what you end up having is a really messed up marketplace that just doesn't work. It ends up being inefficient. It ends up being you know, unable to sustain itself. And yeah, I mean, you lose jobs. Your unemployment's going to go up. There's going to be all sorts of negative side effects. The cost of living is going to go up. I mean, I think you just look at what's happening in Seattle and other areas where
San Fran.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And San Francisco is a good example. And it's mostly because they won't allow the building of new construction.
That's right, too.
And the regulations that increase the costs. So
you've got more. Anthony made his pitch for $33 an hour?
Yeah, $33
an hour. That part coming up here in hour number three, plus a little bit more on how many of these businesses, what percentage of restaurants are going to reduce their employee hours? They've got that number here. So come up on Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.